Blog Talk Radio.
Let your name be glorified. Don't
song. Another song for the moment. Another song for the moment.
In my life, the name might be that you made me glorious. That you made me glorious. My life and my day, that you make me glow. We lift you high,
high.
Thank you.
Love you, God. Chilling me a die, me a die, me a die. Be a die, oh God. Jesus, we love you, we love you, we love you. We love you, Lord, yeah. Jesus, we want you, we want you, we want you. Woo. We want you more. Jesus, we love you, we love you, Lord. Jesus, we want you, we want you, we want you, we want you. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word.
You are my comforter. my God.
You are home today, Lord God.
I am.
Oh, my Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come and feast at your tables. Oh, God, to eat what you have prepared for us this day. Father, we don't take this opportunity lightly because it could be the other way around. But you have allowed us to enter in your presence, oh, God. Oh, Father, we just know that there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Father God, we ask you to move today in our midst, to have your way. Allow us, oh God, to deliver this message by the Spirit of the Holy One. It is you, Jesus, that we come to serve by serving your people. God, we ask your forgiveness for any sin that we may have committed, known or not known. We ask you to cleanse our thoughts this morning. Oh, God, cleanse our flesh this morning, that no flesh will glory in your presence, O God. We ask for healing today for all those that are sick, especially our Bishop James Washington and Apostle Linda Washington. We ask that you touch Apostle Millie Jefferson and her sister, her brother-in-law, her daughter, her son-in-law, her grandson, everything that is connected to her. We ask, O God, that you show yourself mighty, because you are the great I am. You are the lily of the valley, the early morning star, the lion of the tribe of Judah, Lord. You are the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega. We believe, we trust, O God, we are depending on you for what only you can do, Lord. We ask you to heal our nation, O God, for our nation is suffering, O God, from the dilemma of sin and unrighteousness, O God. We ask, O God, that you show yourself mighty by your mighty works, O God, that no man or woman would have a chance to say that you are not the sovereign God. Let them see your power, O God. And Father, we will continue to glorify your name. Thank you for Deacon Fraser. We had a great time on the international prayer line last night. And Lord, we are grateful that you've given us another day to come and feast. This morning we want to talk about whenever you lose focus, you will forfeit your blessings. Whenever you lose focus, in other words, whatever your destiny is, wherever you are anxious to go to or seek, whatever you make your mind to go after, you got to keep your mind on that thing. Hopefully that thing that you're seeking after, that you're going after, is something that glorify God, that edify the body of Christ and terrify the devil. So you keep your mind on that. You don't waver because somebody said, well, you've been doing this for 2 years. You've been doing this for 5 years or 3 years, and it seemed like it's not getting any better. It may not be getting any better to them, but it's getting better to you, because you ask what you are doing. You are serving the great God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You are serving him. How do you know that? Because you are serving his people. When you serve his people, you serve the great God of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. So don't let anybody stop you and make you say, well, I'm going to give up. I'm tired. I've been doing this for too long. I don't want to do it anymore. You know, that's what a lot of pastors are saying now. A lot of pastors are closing the doors. They're closing the doors because they seem like it's not working out for them. Well, if you are called to honor God, to work for God, you are going to stand when the wind is blowing turbulence, when the wind is very boisterous, when the waters are breaking and coming into the boat, you are still going to praise him. You are still going to honor him. When nobody shows up, you are going to still show up, and you're going to be the one that's going to stand on the water. You're the one that's going to walk on the water with Christ Jesus, because you show up and you are willing to step out the boat. A lot of people say, well, I can't do this. I can't do that. I don't feel good. I don't have any money. My car is not working. All this stuff, the motorcycle is broken down. The bicycle got flat tires. They have all type of excuse not to be where they're supposed to be. We do that all the time. We have excuse. I know early up in this ministry, we had people that would come on, and they were trying to get themselves established and get fired up with the word, and they would be here every day or every other day, you know. And when some things happen for them in their lives, it seems like everything changed. You know what I'm talking about, Apostle. You know what I'm talking about, Bishop. You know what I'm talking about, Deacon. They wouldn't know we're here. You ask them to preach. They say, yes, Apostle, we're going to preach. I'm going to preach. And then the day before, they called me up, not even called me, sent me a text message. Said, well, I can't preach. Something has come up. I got to go to the place. I got to do this stuff. Well, you're not telling me that. You're telling God. And people do that. They do that. No, you can't. God don't receive excuses. When God say he going to the cross, he didn't make no excuse. He went to the cross. He didn't say to the Father one day, say, no, what, Father, I don't feel like going to the cross anymore. I'm going to start a new world. Let those people just die. Let them die and go to hell. They're sinners anyway. I'm just going to start a new world with new people, fresh people, and people that will be sanctified from birth. I'm going to start a new people. But God, he didn't do that. He went all the way to Calvary. They whipped him. They spit on him. They kicked him. They tore his flesh. They crung him with thorns. They pierced him in his side. They nailed his feet. They nailed his hands. They stretched him wide and hang him high. He didn't say a mumbling word. He went straight to the cross. And that's what God is looking for from us. That even when our finances is bad, we're still praising him. When our body is bad, we're still praising him. A few days, my knee was doing real good. Real good. No pain at all. And I got this morning, all of a sudden, I feel like it wanted to leave from underneath my body, wanted to slip. But I said, Lord, you are my healer. And I got work to do. See, when you know you got work to do for the kingdom, don't care what happened. You're gonna be ready to respond because you got work to do. But let's go into this word. Let's go. We're talking about Elijah and Elisha this morning. And you know the whole story. But the Lord gave me this yesterday, and I decided, I went back and looked in my notes, and I saw this sermon I had in there, the scriptures, but we're not going to give you all the scriptures, because there's a lot of scriptures. We're just going to put a few so to get a message on today, and tomorrow we are back here on Blog Talk Radio. We're not going anywhere tomorrow. We'll be back here on Blog Talk Radio. And I had a sticker on my car, you know, and somebody took the sticker off and rub some stuff on my hood, so I got to get my hood buffed out. But we don't mind, because, you know, when you stand there for righteousness, you're going to get all type of things. People are going to come against you. People are going to spray your house, spray your car, spray your job, everything. You just got to know, you got to keep focused. Here in this book of 2 Kings chapter 2, and we're going to go till the Lord stop us. I had the first 14 verses according to the Bible. I had the first 14 verses, but we don't know how far the Lord would take us, and we'll pull up something else as we go. Here the Bible says, when God was about to take Elijah, up in the storm to heaven, Elijah and Elisha went from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, please stay here, for Yahweh has sent me up to Bethel. Bethel is a place of worship. The worship of Jehovah God, and a worship of satanic worship, idol worship. So there's two types of worship that went on at Bethel. The people were worshiping idols, and some people were worshiping Jehovah God. So you must understand this. So you have to look at the context of when you're reading this text and see that. Because worship is, Bethel is a place of worship, but what kind of worship? There's two types of worship that went on there. That's why God was wroth in that place. Now, the Bible says, he told Elisha, Elijah told Elisha, said, please stay here, for Yahweh God has sent me up to Bethel. Elisha said, as Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, I will certainly not leave you. In other words, Elisha is saying to Elijah, as sure as God lives, I'm not going to depart from you. I don't care where you go, I'm going with you. My focus is on you because you got something that I need. When you go, the only way that I'm going to be able to do what I need to do for the Lord and for God's people is if I receive what you have for me. This is Elijah's mindset. He is focused. Elisha's mindset is focused on what he needs. We sometimes get a focus on, man, I want more of God. You know, you hear people say that from time to time. I need more of God. I need this. I need that. I need God to do this for me. And I want this and I want that. Only God can do this for me. But you know what? It is very difficult to get these same people that are crying out that they say they want more of God. It's very hard to get them to prayer. It's very hard to get them to study the Word of God. They have something, another thing on their mindset. They will watch the cartoons. They will watch the movies. They will go to the cinema. They will go to the park. They will go and do all of these things instead of studying the Word of God so that they can get what God has for them. God is not coming out of heaven. He's not leaving the throne room and coming and putting in our hearts what we need. God says, if you want it, you're going to have to do something to get it. You're going to have to study. You're going to have to, oh God, you're going to have to open the book and seek him. He said, if you seek him early, you will find him. But we want him, but we don't want to seek him. Hallelujah. We want more of God. We want more authority. We want more power. If you're on a job and you want more authority, you're going to have to show your supervisor. You're going to have to show your boss, God, that you love working for him. You're going to have to stay late when he says stay late. You're going to have to come early when he says come early. You're going to have to clean the bathroom when he says clean the bathroom. You're going to have to vacuum the place and sweep the driveway when your boss says sweep the... Why? Because you want promotion. You want more. You want the boss to promote you from where you were to where you need to be, where you want to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it's the same thing with God. We want more from God. We're going to have to commit ourselves. Like Bishop says, we're going to have to commit ourselves and submit ourselves, or submit and commit, hallelujah, to seeking God, to spending time with him, fasting and praying. We talked about that last night on Brother Deacon Lyons. We're going to have to commit ourselves to seeking God, to spending time in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what David said, in his presence is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand they are presence forevermore. When you get into God's presence and you seeking God, you're going to find that you're going to feel better. You're going to get this excitement because you're going to know that your spirit man is stretching, is being stretched by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So that you can receive what God has in store for us. The Bible says he has a plan and expectation for us. He has a plan and purpose. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. Apostle Washington was telling me about that. She was focused on that all week. She was focused on that scripture. Hallelujah. When you are going through this and that, the Lord will give you certain scriptures and certain things he will say so you can trust him. You can depend on him. Here he says here, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord gave her. 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. See, God has a plan and a purpose for us. Hallelujah. God has an expect. He has a plan and a purpose, and he knows he has an expected plan how it's going to be when it gets there. Hallelujah. So Elisha told Elijah, he said, as sure as the Lord liveth, as sure as you live, I will not leave you. I will not depart from you. Hallelujah. His purpose is to follow Elijah until whatever God is going to do with Elijah, he will be there. He will be present to experience, hallelujah, this great expectation that he has He would experience it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen to this. Listen to this. And it says here, Elijah said, as Yahweh lives, God lives. And as your soul lives, I will certainly not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Then the sons of the prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha, and they said to him, do you know that Yahweh God is going to take your master from you today? He said, I also know. Be quiet. He said, don't talk anymore. Stop saying it. Hallelujah. Elijah didn't want him to go, even though he knew that the only way that he could get another portion of the anointing is for Elijah to go to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want people to leave us. We don't want people to leave. Hallelujah. You want them to stay. You want your boss to stay. You want your supervisor. You want this woman to stay, this man to stay. But sometime in order for you to be promoted, and in order for God to elevate you to the next dimension in your walk with him, some people have to be moved out of your life. They have to be gone. Hallelujah. They got to be moved. God has to shift them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just bless the name of the Lord Jesus. He told them, be quiet. Elijah said to him, Elisha, please stay here because Yahweh has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as Yahweh lives, God lives, as your soul lives, I will certainly not leave you. See, Elisha is focused. This is what I'm talking about. He is so focused. I mean, his focus is like a laser light go across the horizon. And he wants to hit that target. He's not going to move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we got to have the same mindset. You're serving God. You're living for God. You got to have the same mindset because you want God to do some things through your life. You want God to use you. You want God to use you so men and women will see and glorify God. So you want your light to shine. So what you have to do? You have to get in the midst of the light of God. The Bible says he draw you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You got to stay in that light. You got to stay focused. Hallelujah. You got to study the word of God. You got to, oh my God, you got to eat it. You got to feast on it. You got to eat the whole roll, the whole scroll. You got to eat it all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen to him. Elisha says, he said, it shows God liveth. And it shows your soul live. I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. Then the sons of the prophets who were in Jericho came near to Elisha. See, the sons of the prophets are always around. Hallelujah. They got the same anointing. They have the same anointing. They came near to Elisha and they said to him, do you know that Yahweh God is going to take your master from you today? He said, I also know. Be quiet. Keep your mouth shut. Hallelujah. Why do you keep telling me this stuff? I already know. See, the King James Version says, the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. See, don't keep talking. Why you keep telling me the same thing? I know that he's going to be taken up. God's going to take him to be with him. But I want to be right there. So don't try to break my focus. See, what will break your focus? You got to understand why people are saying the same thing to you. If it's not glorifying God, you got to tell them keep their peace. Hold their peace. Shut their mouth. Because they're trying to get you, disturb you, they're trying to defocus you, to take you out of focus, so you start worrying instead of glorifying God, honoring God, praising God. Say, Lord, I thank you. My master, my servant, have served you for all these years, Lord. And now you putting him into retirement. See, he's going into retirement. Elijah's going into retirement. You tell him to quit. Verse 6 says, then Elijah said to him, please stay here because Yahweh God has sent me to the Jordan. He said, this again, the third time. He said, as Yahweh, God lives, and as your soul lives, I will certainly not leave you. So the two of them went on. Then 50 men from the sons of the prophets went and stood opposite them at a distance while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water. It divided in two. And the two men, and the two of them, crossed over on dry land. Hallelujah. The only other person that did perform a miracle like this was God. When Moses pointed the rod at the Jordan River, at the Red Sea, when Israel was leaving Egypt, and Pharaoh and his, and all of his agents, his soldiers, his warriors was coming to kill, want to kill Egypt, because they didn't want Egypt to really leave. He sent them out with a hard hand in anger. And then once he realized they were going out of Egypt, he got on his chariot and got all his charioteers to get ready to go and rescue capture Israel all over. But God was on the scene. And God told Moses, the people wanted to fight with Moses. I don't know, the Lord took me off of here. Let me get back, we can go back to King. And the Lord talked to Moses. Moses, the people was wanted to stone Moses. Said, Moses, why are you bringing us over here to die? The Red Sea before us and Pharaoh behind us. But Moses said to the people, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And the Lord told Moses, use what you got. Sometimes you are worrying. Sometimes you are complaining. Sometimes you are so busy worrying. And God says, use what you got. Sickness may be infiltrating your body. Your finances may be looking shaky. But God says, use what you got. Just use what you got in your hand. You know that your body don't feel good. I just took two pain pills. I don't like pain pills. But I just took two pain pills. Why? Because my knee was giving me some trouble. It says it's not bad, but it got a little stinging in it. Not too bad. So I took two, and as soon as those pills kicking, I'm not going to feel any pain. But the reason I don't take them too much, because those pills mess with your intestines. They cut your intestines up. You understand? So I don't use them because they got something in those pills of the pain. I don't know what they call them. I don't know what the name of the thing, but something inside the pill that messed your intestines up. So you can't use it too much. And sometimes they will cause you to get ulcer. You can't keep using them all the time, those pain pills. Once in a while you use them. So Moses is the only other one that pointed, was able to part the Red Sea through the power of God. God told him to use what he had, and he pointed the rod at the Red Sea, and God took the water up and put the water up on a wall, caused the water to stand up like a wall. I hear Apostle Short said the water was going back and forth. Every time it get to the wall, it had to go back. It couldn't come over. The water was standing straight up. Hallelujah. Elijah just took his coat and rolled his coat made his coat like a staff. And he took his coat and this strike the water. And the water broke in half. And there was dry land. And they walked, he and Elisha walked over the Jordan River on dry land. This is the power of God working through the man of God. See, we got to recognize that when we submit and commit to God, God will do things through us. We got to know that it's not us, but it's him. Here in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. After they crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I may do for you before I am taken away from you. Then Elisha said, please let there come to me a double portion of your spirit. He said, what you ask is difficult. Elijah is talking to Elisha. Hallelujah. The teacher is speaking to the student. The student asks a question, and the teacher now is giving him an answer. So Elijah said to Elisha, what you ask is difficult. But if you see me being taken from you, it will be so for you. But if not, it will not happen. He said to Elisha, if you be present when I'm being taken up from you, you will receive the double portion that you're asking for. In other words, you got to be where you need to be to receive what you want. So Elisha is not leaving Elijah, because his focus is on the double portion of his spirit, a double portion of the anointing that God has placed upon Elijah. Do you hear what I'm saying? Deacon Fraser is here, even if he don't say a word. I mean, sometimes I'm a little upset when he don't say a word, because I want him to say something. And he is here with us every day. Even when I'm not on the radio, if I got to go to minister to another church, he is still come on and he checks. If he realizes the line is not on, then he's got to go off. But he comes every day. Why? God's seeing what he's doing. And God is giving him more and more every time. What he has to do more is you got to open the Bible and study more. Read when he's by himself. Study when he's by himself. Don't wait till you hear another preacher preaching to copy what they say. Just open that Bible and let God talk to you. That's what I do. I open the Bible. Let God tell me what to do. Say, look, go there, go that, do that. He said it will happen. Verse 11 says, then they were walking, talking as they went. Suddenly a fiery chariot with horses of fire appeared and separated them, the two of them. Elijah went up in the storm to heaven, while Elisha, watching and crying out, my father, the chariot of Israel and his horsemen. But he could not see him any longer. And he grasped his clothes and tore them in two pieces. Then he picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen off of him. And he returned and stood on the bank of the Jordan, the same place that they crossed. Elijah is standing there with the cloak of Elijah in his hands. He is mad. I'm telling you, he is upset, because he thought that Elijah had to lay hands on him and pour oil on him in order for him to receive the double portion. You can't tell God how to do things. God does things the way he wants to. You could be walking, driving down the street, and all of a sudden you feel an anointing on you, and you start prophesying, you start speaking in tongues, you start preaching the gospel. You don't know what happened, and all of a sudden it comes over you. God is doing that. Elijah, he has the cloak of Elijah in his hand, and he's standing on the Jordan River. As I said, the same place they crossed. He took Elijah's cloak that had fallen upon him and struck the water. He didn't know that the water was going to open. He didn't know that the water was going to be parted, but he was so upset because he had saw his boss, his master, his teacher, taken up, separated from him, and taken up in a whirlwind. So he just took the cloak, and he just planked or hit the water. He was doing it out of being mad, upset. Because he asked, and he believed that when he asked Elijah for a double portion of the anointing or the spirit that was upon him, that Elijah had to speak to release the spirit to be upon him. Now Elijah is taking up the guard that had fallen from Elijah, fallen upon him and struck the water. Then he said, where is Yahweh? Where is God, the God of Elijah? So he also struck the water, and it divided in two. And Elisha crossed over. The other prophets are watching. When the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho saw him from the other side, they declared the spirit of Elijah rest upon Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed down to him to the ground. Then they said to him, look, there are with your servants 50 able men. Please let them go and look for your master, lest the spirit of Yahweh has lifted him up and thrown him on one of the mountains or into one of the valleys. But he said, you must not send them. But they urged him on to embarrassing him. So he said, send them. So they went 50 men and they looked for 3 days. But they could not find him. Why? They could not find Elijah. Because Elijah was with God. God had taken him up. God had separated him from this earth realm and took him into the heavenly realm. Elisha, he knew this because Elijah had told him, I got to go. I'm going to have to leave you. I mean, they were walking and talking. And you know his boss told him, I said, I'm going to have to leave you because God is going to take me over here. The people look for, these 50 men look for Elijah for 3 days. They could not find him. Then they returned to Elisha while he was staying in Jericho. He said to them, did I not tell you not to go? The men of the 50 said to Elijah, please now, the location of the city is good, as my master can see, but the water is bad and the land unproductive. So he said, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. Now, people were dying at this time in Israel of the water was contaminated. So the people were dying, having intestinal bacteria that was causing sickness and causing the people to die, because it wasn't like today that if you got a bacteria, you could go to the emergency room and there's a possibility that you might get some type of medication that would solve the problem. You know, certain sicknesses people were not able to recover from. I mean, now there's a lot of things you can recover from because the people's medicine is so highly advanced. God has given men and women wisdom to develop different types of medications. So the people were dying, so they went to the prophet. You see, the prophet represented God. He was the mouthpiece. He was the hand. He was the feet. He was the eyes of God, the ears of God. So they went to Elisha because Elijah is his boss, his teacher, his principal is gone with God. But now he has the double portion of the anointing upon his life. So they're going to him and say, look, people are dying. We don't have the water to cook with. We can't even take bath in this water. The water is contaminated. So he said, bring a bowl and put some salt in it. When I was back in the Caribbean, I know that I used to dislike getting fallen and getting any scratches or cuts because we didn't have the money to go to the hospital. I shared this sometime before. But my mom would tell us, go get some salt. And we had a bad scratch on her leg and bleeding and all kinds of stuff. Not enough that you had to get stitches or something like that, but enough to make you feel discomforted. And she would say, get some salt. And the mama would take a leaf or something and put the salt and put the leaf and wrap the leaf on with the salt. And I mean, for just a few seconds, maybe a minute or so, that salt would just penetrate in that cut and burn so bad. I mean, you could feel the burning from your foot all the way to your head. And then quick, a minute or less, the blood would clot. It would clot, which means it starts to formulate healing. Hallelujah. So Elijah took the salt and put the water, put the salt in the bowl and gave it to Elijah. So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring of waters and threw the salt into in there and said, thus says Yahweh God, I hereby purify these waters. Let there be no longer any death or unproductiveness from it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Then the waters were purified until this very day, according to the word of Elisha that he spoke. Then he went up from there to Bethel. As he was going up along the way, young boys came out from the city and mocked at him and said to him, go up, bald head. Go up, bald head. See, you got to be careful the kind of words that you speak to the man of God, of the woman of God. I'm talking about true men of God. You got to be very careful. But how are you going to know that they're true men of God? You'll never know. Only God knows if the men and women of God that proclaim to be men and women of God are true men of God. So in case, instead of trying to put yourself in between a rock and a hard place, don't speak ill of the man of God or woman of God. Now, if you know people are false teachers and false preachers, you can expose them because God gives you the understanding that they are false. But here, these boys, these kids start to mock Elisha. Elisha is powerful. When he turned around and saw them, he cursed them in the name of God, Yahweh. Then two bears came out of the forest and mauled 42 boys among them. Then he went from there to Mount Carmel, and from there he returned to Samaria. I want to tell you something. This is a powerful word. I was only going to give you 14 verses, but the Lord took us to the end of the chapter. And Elijah is focused. His eyesight is on his target. Go to Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, the first book of Joshua. Let's give you a little bit more narration here before we go there. And then we're going to go to the first book of Joshua. Second Kings, chapter 2. Elijah and Elisha made a final journey together just before Elijah is taken up into heaven. Traveling from Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho to the Jordan River, Elijah is repeatedly reminded that his master is going to be taken away. Elijah repeatedly affirmed his loyalty to Elijah. At the Jordan River, Elijah performed his final miracle by parting its waters. Elisha asked to become Elijah's rightful successor when he requests a double portion of his spirit. Elijah tells Elisha that he will receive his request if he witnesses his departure. As Elijah watches, a chariot of fire appears and Elijah is carried into heaven by a whirlwind. See, Elijah was only able to see this because he stood focused. He never deviated from his plan of following Elijah, serving Elijah. Elijah takes up Elijah's cloak and parts the Jordan by striking it waters with it. Reluctantly, Elijah permits 50 prophets to search for Elijah. They are unsuccessful. Elijah throws salt into a polluted spring at Jericho and makes it wholesome. He cured the water. Elijah heads to Bethel. Some young boys ridicule his bald head. Elijah cursed the young boys, and two bears came out of the woods and mauled them. Two bears. killed 42 of these young men because of their mouth. They put in the mouth from the man of God. Joshua, chapter 1. Let me put it in the computer here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. We're talking about whenever you lose focus, you will forfeit your blessing. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 7. After the death of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, Yahweh said to Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, or Moses' minister, saying, my servant Moses is dead. This is God talking to Joshua. Get up and cross the Jordan. Where did Elijah and Elisha went? They crossed the Jordan River to Jericho. Now, he says, get up and cross the Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them and to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your feet will tread, I have given it to you as a promise to Moses, from the wilderness of the Lebanon up to the great river, the river Euphrates, all of the land of the Hittites, and up to the great sea in the west will be your territory. No one will stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you, and I will not forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you will give the people this land as an inheritance that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous to observe diligently the whole law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn aside from it to the right or left, so that you may succeed wherever you go. No. The Lord said to Joshua, yes, the promises that I have made to Moses and to the people of Israel, I am going to fulfill. He says, I will not fail you nor forsake you. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Only that you have to keep my commands. Keep the word that I have given to Moses. The very same word you have. The same word I have given to you, you have to keep. The same word that Joshua got from the Lord, from Moses, we have gotten the same word. We got the same word, and God is expecting you and I to live the same word. Live it out. Honor the word. Be the word. Hallelujah. Don't just preach the word. Don't just teach the word. But he wants us to be the word. This is what God wants. Joshua was focused. When everybody was coming against Moses, even his brother Aaron and his sister Miriam came against Moses because Moses was married to an Ethiopian woman. And his brother Aaron and his sister Miriam came against him and mocked him. Isn't there no women in Israel that you can marry to? And because they spoke against Moses, Miriam, she opened her big mouth. She was infected with leprosy. They had to shut her out the camp, out the city. She was outside the city in a camp where all the leprous people were because of her mouth. We have to be careful of how we speak about the men and women of God. You know, God will show you the people that are living and doing work in witchcraft. Nothing wrong with exposing them because they're working against your sister and your brother in Christ. But when you know that a man or woman of God is living for God, doing what God thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. That don't mean that they're perfect, but we've got to do, you have to pray for them. We have to pray for them. Do you hear what I'm saying? We have to pray for them. Glory to God. For this double portion, for this light of God to continue to shine upon them. Hallelujah. And in turn, the same light will shine on us. It will bounce off of them and bounce on us. Hallelujah. He had a good day yesterday. Oh, talking to Apostle Washington. Didn't get to talk to Bishop. He was taking a nap or something, sitting in his easy chair. But we'll get to talk to him soon. Let me give you one more scripture, and then we'll get out of here. Let us go to First Chronicles. I think it's this. First Chronicles. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. First Chronicles, see, Dasha was focused. We tend to give up too easy. When things don't happen for us, we give up, we throw in the towel. First Chronicles chapter 22. Hallelujah. But we have to stay with God. And God said, do it. First Chronicles chapter 22. And let's look at verse 12. 12 and 13. Only may. Let us start at verse 11. Now, my son, Yahweh will be with you, that you may succeed and build a house of Yahweh your God, as he has spoken concerning you. Only may Yahweh God give to you understanding and insight, that he might give you charge over Israel and the keeping of the law of Yahweh your God. Then you will prosper if you take care to do the statutes, the judgments, which Yahweh commanded Moses concerning Israel. Be strong. Listen to what he says. Be strong, David is talking. And be courageous. This is the same word that God said to Joshua. Fear not and do not be dismayed. Verse 14. Now see, with great effort, I have made provisions for the house of Yahweh. 100,000 talents of gold. 1,000,000 talents of silver. And bronze. And iron. That cannot be weighed, for there is an abundance. Also timber and stone I have provided, but to these you should add. And with you there is an abundance of craftsmen, stone cutters, masons, carpenters, and everyone skilled in every kind of craftsmanship, with gold, silver, bronze, and iron, without number. Arise and work. Yahweh is will be with you. David is talking to Solomon, his son. Verse 11 to 16 of 2 Chronicles chapter 22. He told him the same words. God is going to be with you. All you have to do is be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We find this out. A lot of times we have to fail. We have to fall down in the mud, in the muddy clay, before we understand, we realize that God is with us. God is working with us and working through us. Hallelujah. Let us stop there today. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this word. We bless your holy name. We praise your holy name. O God, this was and is a great word for us to focus. Stay focused, O God. Focus on the things of heaven, O God, that we may accomplish the thing that you want us to accomplish here on earth. Lord Jesus, we ask you to continue to speak to us as you speak through us, Lord. We have given our hearts completely over to you, Lord. And we ask you to use our hearts, mind, body, and soul for your glory. God, it's not about us. It's about you. Lord Jesus, we ask you to heal. We ask you to deliver. We ask you to restore. Lord, we ask you, oh God, to enlighten. Father, we are drained this day. Our soul, man, is empty. And we ask you to continue to fill us with fresh oil from heaven. Lord, give us the oil that we need to move forward in you, Lord God. Almighty Lord, Lord Jesus, we ask you, God, to deliver us from the evil one. Keep us from the things and from the women and from the men that would try to deceive us and bring us out of righteousness, O God. We ask, Father God, that you continue to order our steps in your word, Lord. We ask you to allow your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, God. We ask you to anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Lord God, we ask you to heal our heart, heal our liver, heal our kidneys, heal our bladder, heal our lungs, Lord. Heal our kidneys, Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask you, God, to heal our eyes and our ears, oh, God. Lord, open our arteries that our blood might flow freely to our heart and our heart will pump freely to our brain and all over our body. Lord, we ask you, God, to heal our body from any type of tumor, any type of cancerous cell. Lord God, we know that there's people out there today that are suffering with cancer, that the doctors have given them a bad report that it's not going to work for them, that they're not going to be able to survive. But God, you said a different word. You said that if they believe, all things are possible. So we are praying for those that are under this dilemma, that are suffering, oh God, from cancer. Oh God, even those that are suffering from the virus and some that have the monkeypox. Lord, we ask you to heal today, Lord. And Father, most of all, we ask you to touch our country, touch Africa. There's so many people in Africa now, places in Africa, that the water is very scarce, Lord. They're having famine and they're having drought, Lord. We ask you, God, to send rain. Send rain to Africa that they would have more water than they can use. They would have vegetation that they would be able to plant vegetables and vineyards will come up, Lord God. Lord, we just pray today for those that don't have anything, Lord God, that you would touch the hearts and minds of the people, that they would give, even to Block Talk Church Line. Lord, we just send out money to Africa, Lord, to India. Lord, we ask you, God, to help us, send us work, Lord. Allow us to get more work, that we use the hand, even at my age, I use my hands to make money to help the poor, those that are less fortunate than us. And Father, we will bless them because you are blessing us, oh God. We can't bless them if you don't bless us. So we depend on you to bless us so that we can be a blessing, that somebody can say, yes, that's God working through that man. God, it's God working through that woman. God, we ask you continue to heal my brother and my sister, Lord God, the only two that you have given to me, true brother and sister, Bishop James Washington and Evangelist Apostle Linda Washington. Lord, we ask you to heal them. Heal them. Heal proper Apostle Millie. Lord, we ask you, God, they're always giving. Millie, even though she's not on the radio and she's taking care of her sister, she makes sure that every month that she sends some money to help Block Talk Radio. We don't ask, but she just does it because it's part of who she is. She wants to be part. She's part of Block Talk Radio, and she wants to help us do what the Lord calls us to do. We ask God to bless them. Father, we ask you to bless Deacon Fraser, bless his father, bless his uncles, bless his family members, Lord God, and keep them safe. Heal those that are in need of healing today, Lord. And God, we ask you as you heal, Lord God, we are content to bless your name, continue to praise you. We continue to honor you, Lord God, because you are the only one that we live to honor. We live to magnify your name. We live to glorify your name. We live to exalt you. And Jesus, there's no us without you. Oh, Father, have your way. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And we leave this line today, but never your presence, oh God. We ask you to bless us in the city, bless us in the field. Bless us when we come and bless us when we go. Father, we ask you to make us the head and not the tail. Continue to set us above and not beneath. And Father, make us the lenders and not the borrowers. Oh, this day, Father, we pray, God, that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will continue to rest and abide upon us. And surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember to tell someone that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. And maybe the word that you speak today in somebody's ear gate that will make all the difference in their lives. It might stop someone from committing suicide. It might stop someone from committing murder, from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into someone's home and committing some heinous crime. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. That just means that you must allow who Jesus is to shine through you, how his works, how he loved, even when people didn't love him, didn't care for him, he still loved them. In spite of the old people today in the world, that they're all the LGBTQ and all this stuff and all these different things that are going on, that the people are coming and say they don't care too much for Christians and they don't care too much for God and you don't want to hear nothing about Jesus Christ. Jesus still loved them. Even the ones that speak ill of his name, he still loved them. Believe me, he still loved them. He died for them. He died for all of us. We didn't always say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We were just like them. You know, we had that foul mouth pertaining to God. Because we were playing the dice. We were gambling. We were going to the nightclub. We were going to the strip joint. And we was acting just like them. And God saw something in us that we didn't see in ourselves, that he was willing to draw us out of darkness and draw us into his marvelous light. God did that. It wasn't that we did. He did it. He drew us out of darkness into his marvelous light. While we were still trying to stay in darkness, he drew us out. And that is a miracle. And when people see us, sometimes they say, I can't believe that. I can't believe that he's saved. I can't believe that this. No, God did that. So I want you all to have a blessed day. We'll be back here tomorrow if the Lord say the same. I don't know who teaching tomorrow, but either way, we're going to be here tomorrow. We're not going anywhere to work tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow. And hopefully the Lord will bring somebody to preach or we'll bring another word tomorrow. Have a blessed day and enjoy your day. If you got to go out, wear your mask because this virus is kicking up all over the place. You see, we almost lost our sister and brother and a niece and a nephew. We almost lost them because the virus had taken over their home, you know, and started to kick up like crazy. And we had to pray God and thank God for them that they're still in the land of the living. And we can't ask for any more. God answer our prayer. They're still in the land of the living. So we are going to go now and relax, let this medication hit up in our body. And so our body can really rest in peace. Have a great day. We love you guys so much. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.